What's up, everybody?
It's time for Game Chat.
What's up?
Your weekly games podcast featuring us. Yeah. Brought to you by the one and only Borderline Entertainment. What was that?
I was trying to do like a hype horn and it sounded like a
lighthouse. Or like a whale.
Or a semi that's broken.
Or like a boat.
My bad. I am so sorry.
You sound terrible.
It's been a week. It has been a week. I am pretty sick. I do not feel good. So I'm sorry, people. If I cough or if I sneeze in the mic, just let it happen.
Can't imagine whose fault that is that you're sick.
I know. I told you.
Doesn't make any sense.
This guy gets a bi-weekly cold. And last time that I said that, he gave it to me. In case you're wondering, that's why there are tissues here. I'm not going to say what brand because we're not sponsored by anybody. We're not sponsored by any of the drug companies that are currently sedating me.
I don't know how well they're sedating you because you're still talking a lot.
That's true. I am talking a lot.
Speaking of talking a lot, I feel like I am not hearing game companies talking to me about what games they're making.
You know what? That's true. And now that you mention it, it's got me an idea. Maybe we should have more video game commercials? I mean, how important do you think advertisements are for games?
I don't really pay that much attention to the actual commercials. I make a decision about a game before, like, any advertising is done about it.
So you don't look anything up?
No.
Okay.
It's all impulse.
You go media blackout, you don't know what it is, actually, you just buy it.
Yes.
That does not make sense. Well, I think that advertisements are important, because unlike you, I like to be kind of informed about the purchase that I'm making.
You want to be wooed.
I do want to be wooed. Of course, we get advertisements online all the time.
Pop-ups.
You know, and maybe that's why there aren't as many commercials on TV for video games these days. I mean, the last time I really remember seeing a video game commercial was during The Walking Dead. There was, like, Titanfall 2.
And Gears of War.
And Gears of War 4, yeah. Most of the time, I see them, like, before YouTube videos or when the internet creeps on me and gets my cookie and starts putting stuff on my page saying, "Hey, baby, I know you like this."
Oh, that creeps me out.
It creeps
bit.
Me out. How does Facebook know that I was just on Amazon looking at Japanese CDs? It's none of your business. Oh my gosh.
I think the last commercial I saw was for Battlefield 1, which was cool because they played Seven Nation Army.
That was a sick commercial. See, those ones, like, where they're like a gameplay montage.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are especially important. Because that's like your hype reel, you know?
It's like, this is what it actually looks like. It's not just something we spent a lot of time on, as opposed to spending time on the game.
Exactly. And when you think about it, people wanting to know how a game plays is really all they really need. You get a lot of advertisements that are super oddball. You know, talking specifically, so Halo Wars 2 comes out this week. Have you seen those advertisements? With, like, the real-life brute and the guy?
I've seen the thumbnail.
Yeah.
But I haven't clicked play.
They're weird. Like, and I don't know what the point of that is. It doesn't make me want to buy Halo Wars 2. It makes me want to go, like, what are they thinking? Back in the day, with all the other Halo games, they used to have these, like, cool little vignettes with, like, real people. Oh, they were so cool. Like, the one for Halo 3 ODST. Oh, that made me want a Halo movie. Like, those are the types of advertisements with, like, real people that make sense. A car dealership with a brute? No.
There's one real-life person commercial for Destiny. Do you remember that one? With the it's a Japanese commercial, I think.
Yeah!
He's dressed up as a hunter, and they, like, go to, like, the laundromat or something, and he's, like, screaming about how they're guardians and they have to fight the darkness and stuff like that.
That stuff is cool, and it gets people excited.
Yeah.
It just... it doesn't happen too much anymore. And part of it is probably because the advent of the internet. You know, like we said, you get advertisements when you're online. When you are shopping for underwear, I don't know why. I don't know why I went to underwear. People don't really, you don't buy underwear online, do you? Okay.
It's more of a gift thing. Like, I get it as a gift.
Oh. I thought you were saying you buy underwear for other people.
That's about right.
Oh, you creep.
You'd be looking out in your mailbox.
These advertisements, they're pretty cool. You know, the ones that get us hyped or have, like, little mini stories, the vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have ones that completely miss the mark. Number one, they don't make sense in relation to how the game actually plays. Or number two, they just don't make sense at all. Specifically, I think about, do you remember the Halo 5 commercials?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like Chief walking towards Locke, mm-hmm. and then Locke walking towards Chief. Like, all of those commercials painted this sort of storyline that actually I don't think was in the game. You know, that completely missed out. And then let's talk about the big mishap was No Man's Sky. They had all those trailers.
And hype train overload.
Yeah. Oh, you can do all this. Wrong.
You can't.
You can't. So it just feels like, dang, there's a lot of bad stuff out there.
Another one that I'm thinking about is, I love Bioshock Infinite, but the trailers made it look a lot different than what it was actually going to be like.
Really? Like what?
Well, like, I'm talking about, like, not the gameplay trailers, because those were, like you know, spot on. That Beast of America is one of my all-time favorite commercials.
You said that to me.
That one is, like, kind of, like, spot on for, like, how the game is. But, like, some of the earlier ones were showing, like, Elizabeth doing all this, like, really freaky cool stuff.
Yeah.
That she never actually ended up doing at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, another commercial that I thought was kind of weird. Did you ever see the PS3 commercials?
No.
Like, early in the day?
No.
And I think I might have mentioned them on the show before, where there's, like, a blank white room. There's a toy baby doll.
Oh.
Sitting in the middle of the room. And then, like, they show, like, some brief, like, hype stuff, like, montages.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby starts crying black tears.
Oh.
It's really freaking weird.
That is weird.
I don't know what they were trying to tell me with that. Maybe it's commercials like those that spark people to look stuff up. I mean, not you.
Yeah, not me. I go, oh, that's weird. Next thing.
I guess really what we're getting to is commercials don't really seem that important anymore. At least TV ones.
TV.
You know, online advertisements, they're everywhere, no matter where you go. They're even on Hulu, so shout out to all the people watching Hulu, and you have to watch a Max Payne 3 trailer every time you're trying to finish Naruto.
So many commercials that you have to watch all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you just, they don't change it up.
Like the President's Day sale for, like, Big Lots. And they're all
dancing. Oh my gosh, the Menards.
Oh!
I hate the Menards commercial. Save it, money, have Menards.
I hate Menards because of those commercials. Every time I see a Menards, I want to burn it to the ground.
Save it, money, have Menards.
Yeah! Oh, anyways, let us know what you think about commercials, advertisements. Are there some that you really love? Do you think that they're important in getting people's attention towards games? Let us know in the comments below. Let's talk about what's coming out this week, because there's some big stuff coming out. Well, really, there's one. We have Berserk and the Band of the Hawk. That's coming to PS4, PS Vita, and PC. Night in the Woods for PS4 and PC. And then the big kahuna this week is Halo Wars 2. I love the first one for Xbox 360. It's by and large one of my favorite RTSs on console.
Hmm.
Actually, you know what? Maybe in general.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Have you ever played them? Have you ever played an RTS at all?
Like, they look boring, I'm going to be honest.
Are you kidding?
I'm sorry.
I recommend Battle for Middle Earth, because I know you like Lord of the Rings.
Hmm.
And that's a good one to start with. Other people probably say, like, StarCraft or Command & Conquer.
Speaking of PC... computers. I've got some updates for our fans.
Did you just say updates?
Nope. Update. I don't even know what an update is.
He said update.
I did not say update. Updates.
Looks like it's not just me that messes up words.
We'll play it back, and I'm almost positive I just said the regular word.
Update. You said update.
Our first update is the official Borderline Entertainment website is out there for people to go see. There's not that much on it right now.
No, we just launched it.
We just launched it, but there will be all different kinds of articles and reviews that we're calling bottom line, since we're not actually journalists or qualified reviewers.
Well, that's debatable.
There's just going to be this whole like other kind of thing
there
that's just another venue for people to just hear our thoughts and be a part of our community that we're trying to build.
And if you support us on Patreon, which we will put all the links below. Here is the link for Patreon. Actually, it's probably going to be like right here.
Like right here, probably.
Like right here.
And then also like down, like there.
Like under the table?
No, like in
the description.
In the description.
Okay, yes. Everything will be down there. But if you support us on Patreon, you will get some information to go to the website to get your videos early.
There's a VIP lounge. You can talk to other Patreon members.
And get access to
exclusive content.
Exclusive content. That's what I am ballin' about. So what are you playing this weekend?
I've been just trekking through Final Fantasy 15.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue that.
I'm probably going to be playing The Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds.
Oh.
3DS. I'm going to go back through it and play it because I'm going to be on the road for a while.
Oh, that's true.
So we'll tell you more about that next week. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you for supporting us. Make sure that you like, comment, follow, subscribe, share, all the above.
And become a patron.
Go to Patreon. Support us. Like, it's there. It's available. $1.
We've had a great week. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Something tells me you won't.
Probably not.
This has been Game Chat. We love you. We're out.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.